Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm so excited to be the host of Talking Sports Plus. Tonight, we have an outstanding replay of one of our outstanding shows from 2018, and it was on October the 10th, and it's Make Sports Topics, or the Hottest Sports Topic, Do What They Do. So we're going to talk more about that tonight, and it's going to be basically a replay. Into it. I'm very excited to have an opportunity as we get ready to get started. The background is really playing for those individuals on Blog Talk Radio. And the call in number always for Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-412. If you want to call in and share some thoughts about what's going on with the show tonight, we appreciate that so much. We're on Facebook as well, and that's facebook.com/TheSmithWayProduction. As well as we were working on Instagram, but sometimes where our connection is not as well. So we're going to have two of our vehicles working with Facebook. So you have a great opportunity to join us on each one of the vehicles, and we're going to have an awesome time. This is, again, Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Our web link is www.com. More or less blogtalkradio.com/TheSmithWayProduction. You know, I got a brain freeze right quick right there. But we're all good. We're going to have an exciting time now. I appreciate those people joining. Tiffany Davis, my garden niece there, she's joining us. Faye Jennings, Kimmer, thank you for joining us as well. And we're going to get this thing started up, and we're going to make it happen. So just get ready to enjoy it, and you can listen to the replay of the show title. Making sports, just our ultimate goal is to make sports hottest topics do what it do.
Lorenzo D. Smith 1-5, our coach, Doc Lorenzo D. Smith 1-5. So we're so excited about having all those new vehicles to share your thoughts and be a part of our show tonight. Now, I would say the title of the show is Making Sports Hottest Topics Do What It Do. Before I can get to that, I want to make sure I take this opportunity before I introduce my co-host is that offer our prayers to those individuals down on the Gulf Coast. They was just bracing and getting ready for Hurricane Michael that was supposed to hit early part, but the warning is out now. So our prayers are for those individuals. If you did leave and come north and you're still there, our prayers are there for you. And for those individuals who left and decided to move up north because we saw a lot of traffic on the interstate, we're going to say, you know, our prayers are for you that you'll be able to return back home and the home and find your home with the best it can be because it's all in God's hands. So we want to make sure we say that. As well as we want to offer our prayers to the Fuller family, former Clemson University player C.J. Fuller, who passed recently, and we go out to the Fuller family. Our prayers go out to the Fuller family, as well as our condolences, as well as Clemson University. All right, let's get started with our show by introducing my co-host. I'm so proud of having these individuals, and I have to give them a grand introduction because that's what it's all about. And I know they prefer to have one. So I'm going to start with the lady of the hour, the millennium. She's been out with a rehab on her knee after her surgery. And she told me, I'm back. She's been posting on Facebook, I'm back. None other than our millennium, Lauren D. Smith. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back. Glad to really be back talking sports. I've been talking sports while I've been out, just trying to rehab my leg, and it's gonna be a good night. I'm gonna go ahead and tell all the listeners, you're gonna be mad at me at the end of the night, but it's all out of love. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what God loves, and it's gonna be the truth. So let's go ahead and get it going.
All right. Awesome. 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 And I want to make sure you know you give age before beauty, and we're going to give wisdom before all. The young man that recently retired, and he's so happy to have that time off, I know, because he's in Tope. And he's my roommate, my fraternity brother, and he's known as Touchdown Tony. Coach Tony Stallworth, how you doing, Tony?
Fine, I'm fine. I tell you, just like I tell everybody every morning, if I was any better, I might cry.
Don't cry, my brother. Just enjoy the hour. Enjoy the time. That's awesome. And, you know, I won't forget about this young man because this young man is, you know, he's been out of the, you know, off the show for a couple of weeks trying to handle that business. I'm so proud of him. You know, he's famous young man up there in North Alabama. You know, he have a saying and everybody just getting used to hear him say, ain't no fun when the rabbit have the gun. None other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Tremaine?
Hey, I'm back. On the touchdown phone. I'm back, baby. I'm back, baby. I took a Star Wars break. That one of them Star Wars breaks.
He got this. I got one in that end. He said a touchdown Tony break. Okay.
I can't say nothing.
That's all right. But that's all right. I'm glad to have each and every one of these individuals back with me at full force. But also, we have one more co-host. And he stated that he's kind of bracing, getting ready for that storm to come up through possibly, you know, from Florida, North Florida to South Alabama, and everybody want to be prepared. So he's down there, and he'll kind of share some things with us. He won't be on the show tonight, but he will share. He feels the need to call, and he will do. You know, this young man is the Don King of the entertainment. So proud to have him and be associated with him. None other than Coach of the Airways, Dara E-Train Elliott. And that we had to make sure we introduce that individual because he played a major part in what we're doing. And we're glad to have him on board, and we're very excited. But our prayers is for him and the family and friends and his community down in South Alabama. We'll be able to, you know, we know God got us, and He'll make sure we will endure this and be to the point where we come through. So, Daryl, we're thinking about you, and we're praying that everything will be positive. All right, team, let's get this thing started. Our title of our show, again, is Making Sports Hot and Topic, Do What It Do. We're going to start off with our coaching corner. And the question is, and I want us to kind of look at it because it's been talked about throughout the airways, talking heads and pundits. And the first one is, what's wrong with Auburn University football team? And I want you to share your thoughts on what you think might be the problem. And we'll talk about it, then we'll move the rest of our topics. We've got a hot log tonight of topics, so let's get ready. But you can call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to come on, tell us who you are and your location. All right, team, tell us what you think. Let's jump into this. What do you think wrong with Auburn University football 2018?
Y'all want me to kick us off, man?
You can kick it off. Go ahead, yes, sir.
First part problem, Dr. Smith. Auburn doesn't have a rushing game, number one, and that deals with the offensive line. Auburn has one of the worst offensive lines that I have ever seen in college football this year. Stidham is basically just throwing the ball to keep from getting hit. Gus Malzahn offense is non-existent without a rushing attack. The quarterback can't run, and he can't pass either. So, therefore, you're in the hole. I heard on a talk show today, they talked about Stidham regressing from last year. Stidham, I don't know. It's only so much Gus can do. I can't blame Gus for this. I just think they need it's a developmental year, man. Auburn is going to hurt this year. They're going to lose a couple more games. I can see Auburn losing 5-6 games, Dr. Smith. That's all I got for you.
All right.
I agree with Tremaine. Bottom line is Stidham just don't quite fit Gus spread offense. And the spread offense don't fit Stidham because you don't have the type of running back that's going to cause a defense to a consistent spread to the defense. You know, I failed to understand why schools I failed to realize when a program don't go out and try to recruit the type of players that fit the type of system they have, and then they want to improvise. You can't improvise in major college football, especially in the SEC. You just can't do it. Quarterback, Stidham from last year to this year, the difference is you had Johnson at running back. I mean, you had Cam. And speaking of Cam, Cam don't touch the ball in Mississippi State game going down the spat. I don't understand what's going on with them. I do know this. As bad as 218 might be looking for Auburn and the fans there, 219 could be even worse. You know why? The program is locked in with Gus Malzahn, spent a $2 million buyout. And to me, that's pretty damn frightening. That's my take.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all right. All right, Coach Smith, jump in there.
Okay, go ahead and say it. They said, worst football I've seen in 2 or 3 years from Auburn. They don't have any receivers. The running game is god awful. No, we're missing something here. Wasn't it the same defense they said going to be the best defense in the SEC? This Auburn defense? Oh, the defensive line is outstanding. It's the same defense. If you call that outstanding, you got a quarterback that runs for more yards than you pass on you. My God. And the hole was just open. You know, they weren't trying to tackle a soul there today. I was more embarrassed defensive than I was offensive for Auburn. That was probably the worst I've seen Auburn play in a long time. That was worse than UCF last year in the bowl game. That was terrible. Auburn got to get it together quickly, swiftly, and in a hurry because the last Saturday in November is coming, and that's going to be 60-0 if you don't get it together quickly. Tua throwing for 300 yards now. They got to get it together.
Awesome.
You know, I look
go ahead on. Go ahead on, work.
I look at Auburn consistencies the years going by and how they can be up and down and sometimes unpredictable. You know, in 2010, they won SEC with 8-0 and the SEC championship and the national championship. In 11, they finished 4. Check that trend out. SEC West and went 4-4. 2013, they won SEC West, 7-1, SEC championship, and played for the national title. Check out the trend, how they go in and go out. In 2014, they finished tied 4 in the SEC West at 4-4. 2 years after winning the SEC and the national title, and continue, Auburn collapsed. Listen to this. 0-8, 3-9, and last place in SEC West. I don't understand why, you know, that's not a consistent thing. And then I'm being honest with you. The Iron Bowl could be a game of ages. I just, what makes them pick sometimes is not quite what makes, and they should have never ranked them that high. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
If there's no major injuries that's causing the collapse, as the millennium said, there's no plus, and as Trent said, there's no. I don't know whether there's no quality receivers or just can't get the ball to them. I don't know, maybe a little bit of both, but it's just mediocrity. Mediocrity is what I see in them, and having them at 21st ranked team this year, probably should have been where they started, because when they started from the bottom last year, they end up doing having a pretty good year. Overrated.
Awesome. And I'm going to tell you, before we go in as Father, you know, the calling number.
Awesome. That's just a playback. And we can continue to replay some things that goes on throughout the year with the show. This was 2018. And we just wanted to kind of pull some things about making sport hottest topics do what it do. And that's what it's all about. Do what it do. So it's so important. I just wanted to come and share some things. We're going to continue with the rest of this show because we got a show about 20 or 30 minutes up and we're going to play. We're also going to kind of pull in some recent topics and we're going to talk about them as well. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you just want to call in and share some things that's going on in your community. We have several people joining. I want to give those individuals shout out while they're on the line and I want them to continue to stay there. Again, we're just doing a replay of a show of October the 10th, 2018. See, we're so glad to have the opportunity to be a part of this. This is a opportunity where it's a vessel for everybody to get the word out. And the word is brought to you by us through the voice of the historical Black colleges and universities. See, that's what we want to focus on. We want to get the word out. We want to talk about the Power Five, the Group of Five. And we're talking about football, basketball, and all that. But, you know, we had a time where sports is not at a high level because of the coronavirus. If you got COVID-19, you know you can't go out. You're isolated pretty much. And schools are out for 2 or 3 weeks. And colleges and universities have discontinued more or less on-campus classes and more online classes. Right now, especially at the university that I work at, and it's so important, you know, and it's just so amazing how we can see things going on. So the coronavirus have everything at a standstill, and there are going to be some changes coming about. Let me give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook. Thank you. We're operating two vehicles tonight that's doing Facebook, but right now those individuals, I shouted out a couple of them earlier, Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany. Faye Jennings Gilmer, she's joining us. My biological sister, Yvette Smith. Also, we have Miss Jacinta Antoinette. How you doing? Good to see that you checking the show out. Belinda Davis, how you doing, Belinda? Shonda Williams, thank you so much, friend. Brenda Franklin Avery, thank you. And my friend, Latte Pickett. Thank you, Latte, for joining us so much. It's good to be able to just to see you in response and checking the show out. And you keep grinding at what you're doing, too, as well. Rochelle Nettles, thank you so much, Rochelle Nettles. Thank you. Denise Steffi out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's out there. She's working hard, grinding, and she's joining us often. We thank you so much. So we're heard all over the world, but also as far as out as California, and we appreciate those supporters that come from there. And we have it is Renee Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us. You checked us out last night, and all those individuals joined us, and I do appreciate it. We're going to jump back with the show, and we're going to play a little bit more of the show from that date, October 10th, 2018. Make sports hottest topic, do what it do.
If he was running the ball more than 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, because Auburn's offense works based on a big back. And the line is not in the greatest position, even though the line coach left, they got a coach there, but it's just not there, and they got some people there experimenting. The center, they started with a center, and all of a sudden he wasn't doing well. What they do, they replaced him with another center. And it's just so much, you know, it's just not in the best position right now. It may change by the end of the year. But as well as the predictions being made, there's a possibility of 3 or 4 losses, because it can happen. 3 or 4 losses can happen because you still have on the schedule, you have Georgia, you still have Alabama on the schedule, and you already have 2 of those losses now. So we got a situation that we said, what's wrong with Auburn? It might be as Coach Stallworth said. Their fear are being played pretty hard, not by Mazon, but by his agent, when they said he was going to Arkansas, and they jumped out and gave him that $7 million deal. And he was already struggling and complaining. Yes, he had some success last year, but it's not consistent. So are you going to, so every 3 or 4 years, and this is considered to be an off year, next year will be an off year, then he come back and bounce back. But with the buyout at $36 million, you stuck. You stuck with the situation. Because I don't see them coming up with $36 million to get rid of them. So that's one of the discussion too. The fans are not happy with that. They're slowly talking and working around saying, why did they give that? And it's a possibility. As long as that team to the west of them continue to talk about it every day, every hour, that creates problems for those fans that see there on the east side saying that, why can't our team do that? Do we have the right coach? But you can share some thoughts, and then we're going to go to another topic.
Hey, Doc, let me say this to you, man, if you don't mind. I was talking with the chief of police the other day and in Auburn, Alabama, and we were having lunch. And do you know that they had filed a missing report, a missing persons report? Yes, they filed a missing persons report on the offensive line at Auburn University. and that's all I got to say.
Alright, man. Mr. Person put on the offensive line. Oh yeah, they ain't blocking nobody. They standing there watching. You know, defense, they're running to them like they standing there. So we got a lot going on. So that's some of the thoughts about it. You can play a part with it, 347-857-4192. All right, guys, let's look at the next one, which is a surprising team of the first 6 weeks of 2018 football season. Who was surprising?
It's awesome, awesome. We just wanted to continue to share some things. And again, the call-in number, if you have some things burning and desired in your heart, you can do that. Give us a call, 347-857-4192. I believe when I was starting the show, I allowed the recording to share some things. Well, let me kind of do a little housekeeping this time as we slowly back off a little bit on our previous show. We're going to come jump back to that show because it's a classic in our eyes and we want you to be a part of. Yes, it's talking about football, but we're talking at this time there's not a whole lot of sports going on. A lot of things are being replayed by the pundits and talking heads. They're going back to some of the greatest classes. They're talking about what happened and coronavirus ended the season for a lot of seniors who didn't get a chance to finish up the year. And we do want to share that with you next week when we talk on our show next Wednesday, just to kind of touch bases on the web link. The web link to join and be a part of this by internet is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And on Facebook, you got facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. And then in time to time, we're on Instagram. That's Coach Dr. Loretta D. Smith 15. You can check us out there. We also have an opportunity to email us. You can email at Lorenza D. Smith 15 @gmail.com. We want to make sure we get that in as well. So you can be a part of this. You know, it's one of those nights when we want to try to get some things out and share something. Now, the next topic, we want to kind of look at some things still on the coaches corner, and we'll allow each one of those co-hosts. Now, we have the co-host there. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. She's our Lady of the Hour, and she's a millennial. We had included himself in at that last part, which Daryl E., our radio personality. We have Coach Tony Starworth, and we have Coach Tremaine Edwards. So those individuals carrying our show tonight, as well as I join them every now and then to share some thoughts. But I just want you to hear this and just let you know that's a classic for us, and we're so proud to have the opportunity to have. We're talking about we're heard in 16 countries. When you're heard in 16 countries, we want to have playback. We started in 2017. We have over 200 plus shows that through all of our networks and all of our production, and we have several avenues. We focus on just playing on life issues on Monday night. Then we come on Tuesday night, which we had an awesome time last night, Dr. Lowe's show, and that's a relationship show. The relationship guru with no limits, and that's Dr. Smith, myself. Then on Wednesday, we have the Talking Sports Plus, and then Thursday, we have that Love Cafe, that L is for listening. That's what it's all about. That O is for overcoming. And that V is for being valuable. And that E is for excitement, entertainment, just making that Love Cafe provide you with the menu. That menu is a focus based on the first, the starter, the appetizer, the lust that's in your life. We're talking about our Thursday night show. Now, that's at 6 o'clock. That's every other Thursday. We won't have it this Thursday, but next Thursday, I want you to be ready to go. I want you to tune in and make sure you be a part of it. So, in our entree, and, you know, looking at that meal, which is, we get so excited, and, you know, we get it'd be an attraction. You're like, ooh, that steak sitting on there, that lobster is sitting on there, and that's what we're going to talk about, love in all kind of ways. Then we get last but not least that sweet taste of dessert, and that dessert is your attachment. And that's what that show is all about, 6 o'clock on Thursday now. And then on Friday, we have Ballin' with the Doc at 2:30. Check us out, and we talk some more sports. So we're going to get back to the show, and we're going to share some more thoughts.
I don't think we're getting college football playoffs with the schedule being so weak. But another team, I'm sorry, this other team out here, Kentucky. Kentucky done took the SEC by storm, in my opinion. They only won one game that was last week. They're going to lose a couple more, but their start off was, in my opinion, was amazing. Compared to Kentucky, used to be, a basketball school in the Chase. They ain't going to play no football, they play basketball. But for them to come out and they were 4-0 till last weekend, that was impressive to me, so.
All right, I heard everybody speak. And I saved my little 2 cents for the end. The college football, as Daryl said, prognostics, always want Notre Dame to be somewhere hanging around. Now, Texas did Notre Dame a favor, so they knocked off who? Oklahoma. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right? Okay.
Right.
Thriller, too. 48-45, thriller. Notre Dame did itself some justice because you put Harbaugh and Michigan up so high every year. Notre Dame snuck in there and won that one. Clemson is treading on thin water. They don't want to give Georgia respect they want to, that Georgia deserves. And I'm going to tell y'all something now. If Clemson or Georgia, and Georgia could, because Georgia in the SEC could pick a one loss and still stay in. But Clemson is treading, and if Clemson slip, believe me now, when we come back on the show again, Notre Dame is in. Notre Dame is an independent school, plays just enough quality games, and all they got to do is step out into one of the big divisions like Michigan and steal one, and then go back and keep winning and wait on somebody to battle and knock their heads off. And then slide in. They love to have Notre Dame in. That's good for college football. You know, back in the day, Dr. Smith, when it used to be Alabama, Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Penn State, and no damn body else. Well, USC slowly slipped up in there, am I right? They want a little bit of that flavor back, and Notre Dame is hanging on for that. So let's not count them out, because who's trying to count them in? again, you know how that business works now. Having that big independent school, if you're going to have one, Penn State gone now. Notre Dame is the last trade. But if Clemson slip and if Georgia slip, which between all, you look at Auburn, you look at the SEC championship game, the SEC teams have to battle so much and do so many things to get the independent school just laying down like a vulture, waiting on somebody to slip so they can ease in and take a spot. That's my take. And Notre Dame is the one that can do that.
You know, Tony Stallworth, I'm going to tell you this, boss. You are a touchdown, T.D. Stallworth. That was one of the best prognostications I've heard in this situation. I cannot say it any better than you said. In fact, I wouldn't even thought of what you just thought of. That's why I love you, brother. Back to you, Dr. Smith.
You taught me well. You taught me well.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. That's what it's all about. All right, Trey, you want to share some thoughts on that?
Yes, sir. Like
he might get the magic to the
classic.
Hold on,
he back. Hey, it's looking good for us, man. Hey, we can talk about that, but let me go on and test this on Notre Dame.
Yeah, you need to.
But as Coach Stallworth said, my sentiments exactly. Notre Dame is sitting there waiting. They will be in that playoff. I'm not even looking at their schedule. It's nobody's gonna beat them on their schedule unless they just fall over. But they will be waiting in that playoff. They will get at least a 4th slot. And another team that's right there sneaking is UCL. They will be waiting there too.
And Dr. Smith, let me say this. Let's be mindful now. Florida done put some ketchup and mustard on the hot dog now. We're knocking off LSU. Now, LSU could regain a little bit of notoriety going forward, but it ain't getting, the songwriter said, and they don't know about the songwriter said, it ain't getting no easy. But an upset now, and what Florida has done, has put a twist and put a little bit more notoriety on who your next opponent is. And go back to Millennium and say, Kentucky might steal one round there, so we got to be careful with all of that. And, again, with the schedule Notre Dame have, they say, y'all keep fighting, keep waiting. Till the sun go down.
Exactly.
They're not going to just put them in. Somebody's going to have to flip. And then he's ready in.
Exactly. And, you know, as you said, there are several teams. I want to kind of add something to it. And I don't want people to count them out because of what happened last week. I think a lot of people already penciling in Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, possibly Georgia. But if there's a formula team like Notre Dame or someone from that Big 12 conference that are enough to be competitive, that is going to be another situation that's going to keep it where it's going to be only one team from the SEC. I do believe that. Now, everybody think it's going to be some collateral damage coming up here very soon, or some collisions. Some teams going to lose. But the bottom line is that at this point, teams like Kentucky is at its highest point. I'm glad to see it because we always lead to basketball. We also say the University of Alabama, to play with this type of offensive juggernaut they have is a surprise for a lot of people. You know what everybody said? Yeah, it could happen. Only you have to see it. So to see it has been a surprise. I still think that Oklahoma have a prolific offense. They can do some defense. And Kyler Murray is an outstanding candidate now. He at quarterback, as much as folks thought he was not going to be there, this young man he's quick on his feet, throws the ball well, and I just think that he's one of those candidates that can propel Oklahoma to continue to be successful. Texas is coming on pretty good. So the only problem I have with our group of five teams that they're not ready to let them excel ahead of those teams that I'm giving even with one loss. But you got those four teams or five teams already up there. And then you got those teams like those ones I just mentioned
that's going to kind of create problems for anybody.
Hold up, Dr. Smith. You're saying a whole lot, and I'm going to cut you short so you move to your next. Ain't but three damn spots left. Am I right?
Three spots, Dr. Smith. Three spots.
Three damn spots.
Hello,
everybody else is. You know, you
got five teams
bowing for three spots. That's what I'm saying. Alabama's already taken a bow. You got five teams bowing for three spots. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
And ain't no other way to put it. Ain't no other way to put it.
Yep.
And it ain't getting no easier. Nope. It gets tough.
So we'll kind of see how it goes. So all of them are surprising, and we can see them back. But, you know, we're talking about surprising team. The Dolphins are surprising team. All right, you can join this conversation, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to join the conversation and just tell you.
Awesome, awesome. Again, that call-in number, if you want to be a part of just this conversation, if you have something you want to share with me about your, you know, what's going on in your neck of the woods, or just what's happening that you may know, it's not very much sports going on, no more than you look on television, see replays or anything. Coronavirus, COVID-19 is have shut everything down. We're constantly seeing breaking news in regards to that. So, in essence, we just wanted to do that playback as a golden playback since 2018, October the 10th. We wanted to share it. I was talking some football. But let me take this opportunity there, and we'll kind of wrap that up with those individuals. They got a few more things they want to share with us. And once they do, in the last 15 minutes of this show, I'm going to talk about some things that ended up when all the season was ended by either they was going to be canceled or either postponed. I'm going to talk about some historical black colleges basketball spotlight. I'm going to talk about some high school storylines and some of the things that happened there, as well as we're going to look at some things related to the coach's corner dealing with the NBA as well as the NFL. So we're going to take this opportunity to listen a little bit more of this golden moment for a Talking Sports Plus without outstanding co-host. Co-host is there. They are talking and sharing thoughts with us, and I really, really would like to make sure we continue to play a little bit.
You know, he's a great, outstanding baseball player that's already signed. Am I right, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, he's already with Oakland A's.
That's right. With Oakland, candidate. I don't think his take is the Heisman Trophy. His take is, hey, I got a choice between baseball and football. Y'all put me in the Heisman race. Now I got two choices. Two bottom choices, because if you put candidate, you're automatically going to get what? Drafted. So I think the landslide for poor and murder with the next ball of a candidate, unless somebody does some bed drastically. We usually don't take the last four or five games or a playoff game to choose a candidate. It's usually a couple years before or a whole season. So I think as it's too well on the land side.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get Taylor Hurts on opportunity.
Yep. All right, team, jump in there. Let us know what you think.
Dr. Smith, I'm going to say this. I've been talking about this since the summer. Tua is a work of art, man. You know, right now I talked to you earlier about him having a sprained knee. We knew something was wrong with his knee, you know, with him limping and carrying on out in the field, but I didn't know it was so far as a sprain. So I don't think it will, you know, hinder anything that's going on with Alabama football right now. But if Tua plays four quarters, man, I can only imagine this, man. Shoot, he's the most accurate quarterback I've ever seen. Once he throws the ball, it's usually a catch on the other side. So as far as catching him, Kyler Murray might be in front of him, Dr. Smith, because Oklahoma running it up on him. They don't care nothing about pumping the gas. They letting Kyler Murray loose. So Kyler Murray he is going to be the 1-2 in the Heisman race this year.
Well,
don't forget about Dwayne Haskins. Just don't forget Ohio State Dwayne Haskins in that bunch. I just want to add that. Go ahead, Coach.
I agree because Darryl just made a very good point. Let's keep in mind that those selections committees, value a lot on the same quarterbacks that are being made going in the championship game. So, do you think that Oklahoma's Murray would be there?
No.
So now you're going back to what Darryl said. Very good point, Darryl. You're going home with Haskins, or could between Haskins and Tua. And I think if Alabama wins it, Tua got it. Can I share something with you, though? Tua came into the season with the high expectations and never started in a college game. He's been unstoppable. 45-plus points in all six of the points thus far. 45 and hasn't even played a big game yet. Now, is that enough? His accuracy, that's
Awesome. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's a class for us, but we're no longer going to listen to any more of that class. So we're going to just move forward. As I said, I want to share some things as we concluded the season as the coronavirus came into play and they started discontinuing tournaments and eventually everything was canceled. I want to give those teams in the historical black college and university a shout-out because we are the voice of the historical black colleges and university. First, we're going to start with the Southwest Athletic Conference, and they're champion for 2020. You say 1920, but 2020. On the male side, of the men's side, you have Prairie View was successful enough to win the crown, the regular season champion, but they moved forth and made them the 2020 men's SWAC champion for this year, 2020. Also, for the women's side, we had Jackson State have a very impressive season. Very impressive because they was able to win, only lose one game. They were 17-1 in the regular season. People don't realize how hard that is to do. Like I said, making sport hottest topic, do what it do. That was Jackson State women did. They made it do what it's supposed to do. And they end up winning the SWAC side with that 17-1 record. And we say congratulations to Jackson State women and Prairie View men for winning the SWAC championship for 2019-2020. The MEAC, which is the team that was so successful because they got with the tournament and got, they don't have divisions in regards to that, but they was able to be able to North Carolina Central and North Carolina A&T was battling for that top spot, but North Carolina Central was standing at the top of that conference. We want to give them a shout out. They was about to get into the tournament, then we know what happened. Coronavirus hit here. They was not able to win and complete that, and they didn't officially crown anybody as champion. At this point, it's not they're holding on, but the season is over. Because schools and most school athletics, meaning they will not play any, and not all of them. Matter of fact, all of the athletes going to college and the high school or middle school, any kind of level, will not be played the rest of the season. So you have that situation in the play right there. So that's something they're going to MEAC on, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, going to work to make sure that happened in that line. We also was able to get an opportunity to crown and see these teams crowned in the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. On the men's side, we had Miles College out of Birmingham back-to-back SIAC champions for the men. And then on the women's side, you had Benedict College claiming this SIAC championship with a win over Tuskegee. So we're going to say congratulations to Miles College, back-to-back SIAC champion, men's side, and the women's Benedict. In the CIAA, who was able to get their tournament completed as well as the SIAC back in February. You have winning the men's side is Winston-Salem. They beat Fayetteville State to win the CIAA men's championship. Basketball championship, and the CIAA is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, and they was able to win. On the women's side, we had Fayetteville State women, ladies. They defeated Bowie State to win that championship. So we want to give each one of those that shout out. They needed. I know they ended their season and they didn't get a chance to further through the NCAA tournament, whether it was March Madness or whether it was Division II or Division III. We say all of those teams, congratulations on an awesome season. Yes, this year is now over with. Now, baseball did not get an opportunity. Softball didn't get an opportunity. They started up, but it was shut off. All those outdoor track didn't get a chance to also participate. But we do want to, again, congratulate Alabama State University indoor track team for winning another SWAC championship. Matter of fact, they had a senior on there, a young lady that record as she's been there and won 10 championships. And only lost one. And that's amazing. And the rest of the players over there and the participants of Alabama State University, and also the coach, Coach Bean, the head coach over at Richie Bean, the head coach of Alabama State University, for them being in that same where the women is the one last 11 championship dealing with track, cross country, indoors and outdoors, then won 10 of them, and that's amazing. And the record, as it stands, we had Mr. Coach Bean on the show back in 18. So he talked about the championship. At that time, he was already at about 38 or 39. Down there, showing he's up to about 40, 43, 44 championship. Man, that's amazing. You can, some people can only win one. Some people don't win one. For him to be able to win that as assistant coach at Alabama State, to be the head coach at Alabama State. So we raised to Alabama State University for winning that SWAC indoor and cross-country championship. And also to the women volleyball team. They were successful as well. They won that championship as well. So hurrah, hooray to them. And we'll say keep on grinding over that ASU when you're dealing with the sports on that side. What we need to do, we need to get a high-level play out of our football, high-level play out of our women's basketball, as well as our boys' basketball, our men's basketball. We got to get a little better job there, and we can compete a little better because even though those teams I mentioned as champion, we were actually to the point of seventh seed, going into the tournament, and they lost. They did play the first round, and they lost in the first round. Alabama State lost in the first round, and men's did as well as the women lost. So we got to pick it up a little bit. And football, we know how that turned out. It has to get better. One thing we're going to say positive in 2020, Alabama State was named the number one recruiting class. So they won the recruiting trophy for 2020, and they're looking forward to having a great season. So they're looking at your support. They have at least 5 home games this year. They're taking on as one of those Power 5 team, Texas Tech. So they're going out to Texas to play in that. Then they also will have, and will be the Tuskegee, the Labor Day Classic in play. And the homecoming this year has been changed by Alabama State University. It's on October the 4th. The student requested that. They said they want to enjoy homecoming because Thanksgiving was not a great time because a lot of them trying to get home. And when they get home, they're trying to enjoy their time at home and then turn around and come back to school and get that last leg of which will be probably about a week. They have to take exams and then have a graduation. So they changed it by the request of the students. They voted on it. We applaud them. That's what they wanted. And the homecoming is for all of us, true enough. Alumni enjoyed it, but the students are the one that's going to take the greatest pleasure because it's their years in school now. So that's a change. So they want the football team. You can say look for positive things for Alabama State University when they're recruiting one. Another statement or something at breaking news, it was breaking at the time, it's not now, and that was in January with North Carolina A&T leaving the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, to go to the Big South. And everybody said, why leave that? One of the reasons was finance. They wanted to leave and be able to go and make some money or keep some money into their accounts because their travel would, the way it's set up on the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, they're down the Atlantic coast. They had all when you're coming from North Carolina, that's a good little ride, whether you take it or not, down 95. So that's one of the things they tried to look at. Also, other teams were successful left there. That's why they left the conference. Those are kind of things that went on in the in the historical black colleges and universities, whether it's basketball or football. Now we're going to move forth and look at some of the things dealing with professional basketball. We saw some things break out. Coronavirus broke out. We had a positive testing by Rudy Gobert with Utah, and led to Donovan Mitchell also being positive. We have several. Kevin Durant been tested positive with it with three other teammates. We also had two Laker players as well to test with it. We had one out of Detroit. We have several players that are being tested. And in the baseball, it didn't get a chance to hit because they had just started with the spring training getting ready. And there's one player down, a couple players in the minor league, but never made it up to the major league. So those are where we're looking at. And those are some of the things on it is happening all through the country. So you need to take care of yourself. You have to make sure you, when we're giving direction and isolation, don't be out among the public, because that's where the virus is spreading. And it asks you to be at least, you know, if you go, the restaurant was supposed to be 6 feet, and now you can't sit at any establishment. You can go pick your food up and come on out of there, and that's fine. But so we have to, because we had people being shown on the beaches out in Florida and so on, where they was enjoying themselves down there and not even worried about the coronavirus. And the thing about it, the breakout in New York City at this point, and we're talking because it's affecting the world. This is affecting the world right now. We have to take care of ourselves. If you find out what the signs and the symptoms are for coronavirus, go to, you know, call them and ask them, get on the phone and call your doctor, because they don't want you to go rush into the hospital unless it's something you know you have to be there for. And it's an emergency. I understand you have to get there and have to be taken care of. But if you lost your taste, if you lost your smell, if your throat is bothering, you got a real terrible cough, coughing blood up, and you know your sinus is bothering, because it's the thing about coronavirus, as based on my reading, my understanding, that it goes in the cool places of your body, places in your body. It operates in cool climate. And the coolest place in your body, if you didn't know, is in your sinus and in your throat. So that's where it attacks that area right there. So take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Tell them you love them, because that's what it's all about. Because we're trying to stay around here as long as God blessing us and say our time to be here. And this year shall pass. We know it will eventually. It will. We got to have faith. We got to have hope that the coronavirus will move on. So we just wanted to share some things with you tonight. It's been exciting tonight. We have about 5 or 6 minutes. And just a couple of things I want to share with you. We're doing a couple of projects that's coming up, and it's going to be hopefully as soon as the go-ahead so we can start having things. Looking in the summer, we're going to have a tour with the Love Cafe. We're going to travel around several places. We want you to get a make sure you get a ticket, be a part of it. We're going to have a panel discussion on some of the love topics you may have want to talk about. We also are going to do the same thing in the fall, where we're going to take the sports show to each of these following stadiums. We're going to broadcast live from there. So we got a lot of things planned. Also, for my book, I want you to get a copy of my book. It's called Don't Be Scared to Love. And that's my latest book that recently published in the end of December, right at the beginning. It was called like the 28th through the 1st of January. We had that book and it was published. The cost is $20. And $10 of that $20 going to go to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund. People say, who is that? That's my oldest sister. She passed recently, matter of fact, on February the 1st. And she was service was on the 8th of February. And that, you know, the proceeds go to our scholarship, because she's a lifelong stylist, a beautician, a stylist, and she went through Patterson, which is now Trenum Patterson Campus. They received her license as well as her certification. So we're going to have a scholarship available for a graduating senior on needs basis that's coming based on the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund to help them through their efforts to attain a license, a certification in the area of cosmetology. So check it out and be a part of it. Get that book. Now, if you want to purchase a copy of the book, all these individuals on Facebook, I need you to jump in. We don't have but a few more copies left. Get your copy. It will be autographed by myself. And it's Don't Be Scared to Love. That's the title of the book. Just go to my Gmail account, which is LorenzaDSmith15, and got the Gmail, and you can let me know. I'm interested in getting one of your books. How can I pay for the book? We have two options. We have PayPal as well as Cash App. Cash App is with the dollar sign Lorenza D. Smith. And then with the PayPal is paypal.me/drlorenza. That's Dr. Lorenza. So check it out. Need you to get one of those books. I'll be giving you a shout out. I'm going to give you a holler out like I always do. I'm looking at both of my vehicles that have the names on, so I can give you a shout out on the Blog Talk Radio. We also have numbers, but I don't have your numbers. But, you know, you can give a holler at us on Facebook, and I'll make sure I give you that shout out like I need to give you a shout out. We have Nicole Davidson. Nicole, one of my students at McKenzie back in the day. And she's doing some outstanding things in serving our country. And I know recently, maybe end of last year, she received a promotion. And I said, congratulations to you, Nicole Davidson, out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Nicole. Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's joining us as well. And I know tonight, I believe she had a Zoom live tonight. At 7 o'clock, which was a Central Standard Time. And I appreciate you leaving your show and coming and joining us tonight. It's awesome. And, you know, we need to get together and talk about it, see how we can get that live right here on the Smithway production. That'll be awesome. You're definitely hooked in on Facebook. DM me and let us know how we can talk. And we want to support the cause that you have. Make sure we get the word out so we can get individuals. Also, we have Melba Flowers joining as well. Thank you so much. We have Beverly Barnes Rudolph joining us. Thank you, Beverly. And out of Lowndes County, thank you so much. We're working down there through the system. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, friend of the family. Thank you, Shanita, so much. Jamila Jernigan, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Make sure I give her a shout out. We have Chandra Carr, and I just hit a button to cause myself to lose it. Also, we have over here joining us Christina Northfleet. Thank you. I'm a wave at you, Christina. You can hit me back whenever you get an opportunity. Again, Chandra Carr is joining us. I mentioned Rihanna Thomas already. Thank you. But I want to go back and give these people a holler out because it took time to stay with us on this show. We have Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. Thank you, Denise. Rochelle Nettles. Thank you, Rochelle, so much. And I'm looking, I'm trying to make sure it looks like Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm looking at the design at the bottom of your picture right there. Latte Picking. Thank you, Latte. You know, it's always good to have you with us. And, you know, thank you. And, you know, we're keeping up with each other. We're making sure we do what we need to do to get the message out. And through your ministry, you're doing an awesome job you're doing. And again, congratulations on that hard work. Brenda Franklin Avery, thank you, Brenda, so much for joining us. All right, we have Shonda Williams, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I got to give her that shout out. Shonda, friend, keep on grinding. Also, Belinda Davis, also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Belinda, thank you so much. Then we have Jacinta Antoinette. She's joining us as well. Thank you, Jacinta, so much for joining us. Yvette Smith, my biological sister. Yvette Smith, Wendy Yvette Smith, thank you so much for joining us. Then we have Faye Jenkins Gilmer. She's joining us as well. And last but not least, we have Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us. This was good to have you on the niche, and we're always going to keep grinding here. That's what it's all about. We're talking sports. We enjoy talking about the historical black colleges and universities. We like to have playback, throwback, whatever you want to call it. We're going to bring some things back. We're going to talk about some lighter time and some time that are not so light. So, but we're going to make sure it happens. Like I said, we have many shows going on. We've heard in 16 countries, and we want you to be a part of it. Started with on Monday nights. Ms. Avery on the Monday night was talking real to you. And this is basically just Plato life issues. We're going to talk about life issues, what's going on. We're going to talk about politics. Last show we had, we was talking about, you know, is it cheaper to, you know, not go vote? Talk is cheap. And the only way you can make things happen, you got to go to the polls. And most of you had an opportunity to go to the polls before the coronavirus hit here. And we got some things coming on. And just breaking news, I was checking it out earlier, this breaking news, because it was earlier. It was talking about that stimulus package that's going to be signed. The stimulus package is going to be, the both houses have agreed on it, and they're going to move toward where each family to help stimulate the economy and help the families that are challenging. You're going to get $1,200 a household. Then for each child that's 17 and under, you get $500 additional money to help stimulate. That'll be coming to directly to some of your accounts, depending on how you got set up. And they go, they're using the IRS to do this now. The Treasury Department is using this to make sure they get this money out. Or they're going to send hard copy checks to your home. So you look to get that stimulus. They're going to help the business. You're going to help the industry. You're going to help us. You're going to get the medical equipment we need, all that stuff we need to operate and deal with the coronavirus. So we look forward. And that was, is, you know, the vote truly come up tomorrow, but they was able to agree to come that this is what we want. Once it's actually voted on by both houses, you will get it by April the 8th. So look forward to getting that stimulus pack. And people keep saying, and I'm going to tell you, pay in the back, this ain't what you're going to be dealing with. If you're not sure, talk to your congressman, talk to your senator to see if you're concerned. That's the biggest thing you should be concerned with, paying it back. At this time, we're concerned about surviving and trying to make sure we do what we need to do. It's been awesome. Again, that's Monday night when we're talking some politics. On Tuesday night, it's the Dr. Lowe Show. I had it last night. Enjoyed it. And they're talking about relationship. It's a real relationship talk show. Everybody else don't come close, because we make it do what you do. I am the real relationship guru with no filter. I hold back on nothing. I tell you, all the things you want to know about a relationship, give me a call. Because, you know, with experience and wisdom, you learn some things. And when you're studying, you're reading, you're researching, you find out even more things. And that's what it's all about on Tuesday night. Now, the show on Monday night is 8 o'clock. The show on Tuesday night is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. All this time I'm giving you is Central Standard. Wednesday night we have our Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school, athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Every Wednesday night we're coming with it. The other two shows on Monday and Tuesday, every other Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday is every Wednesday. We're going to have some form of a show making. Thursday night we have that Love Cafe on the first and third Thursday at 6 o'clock. And we're talking some real love topics. We're going to talk about real love, true love, or selfish love. What's your liking? Do you have an ego love? It won't work in this society. We're going to talk about it, and we've been talking about it. That's on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Then on the fourth Thursday of each month, we come back with the Minister Shannon Show. And our host on there is Minister Shannon Hendricks, and she'll be joining us. We hadn't had the show in a couple months, and we're going to make sure we get it back going on that fourth Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then on Friday, we're going to be balling with the doc. We're going to be balling with the doc at 2:30, and we're going to talk about the hottest sports topic that make it do what it do. So it's all about having some excitement, all about fun, and I appreciate each and every one of you all joining us. But, you know, we won't be back on the rest of this week, but we will be back Monday talking just plain on life issues. It's been awesome, and I do appreciate you taking time, and I always try to give you my hashtag, and my hashtag, first of all, is always, you know, keep on grinding. And sometimes I feel like I have to keep on doing this because God blessed me with this vision, and I have to keep on grinding at what I'm doing to make sure. You know, then I'm working toward a next episode in my life, next episode with this network, which is Smith Way Enterprise LLC. And I'm writing books and we're producing books. We're working with people who need books written as ghostwriters. We're doing a lot of things. We're also in transportation and we have a lot going on. God is blessing us to be just able to flourish and do what He wants us to do. And we'll do it in His name. It's not worried about anybody else and what they're talking about because they can't control it to control themselves. God is good all the time. And so that's what it's all about. Second hashtag, communicate for understanding. Now, I want you to understand that's what it's all about. Because when you get somewhere in life, you know, you got to be, make your mind up. It's, you know, a point of the reason why you have life, the point of it all. And that's one of the songs by Anthony Hamlin. We don't own the rights to that song, but that's what it's all about. Communicate for understanding. You know, you get not just communicate to understand, for understanding. You get a point in your life, you're ready to listen, and you're able to communicate in the manner you need. And you can be successful in anything you're doing, whatever it is, a relationship, a family matter, a friendship, or whatever it is, you'll be able to do it. So it's a point of all knowing some things and put out there. Next episode in your life. You never know where it is, but it's coming at you, and that's what it's all about. Just keep on grinding. Keep your focus on being successful, and that's exactly how we're trying to do in this life, and we're trying to enjoy all phases of it. We're trying to make it happen. We're trying to make sure it's a family affair. We want you to know that God is with you, and we're with you as well, and you know, we want to make sure you be a part of our show all the time. And then we're going, you know, I want you to be a game changer. And that's what it's all about. Are you a game changer? Are you ready to make things different in your life? Again, we don't own the rights to these songs, but we want to make sure we play this song. And this is game changer. And this is what life is all about. This is where you are in life. Be a game changer. And I always end my show with this. I love you.
In my love, I ain't never gonna let nothing come between us, my baby. The way I see it, girl, we can rule the world, we can have whatever we want. It's not like you're not worth it, more than deserve it, girl. When it comes down to love, you're a game changer. Trying to take down everything I would meet. Well, when you came along, baby girl, you changed it all and stopped all my pain. I guess what I'm saying, girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer.
Yeah. lost time, lost money. Oh, I lost it all. Yeah. I almost lost my way. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well,
I heard the very one that believed in me. Oh,
oh, oh, Lord.
I lost my whole damn family. And you don't know what it feels like to walk in my shoes.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes,
hey, 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 hey,
you would see what I've been going through.
You would see what I've been going through. I've been going through some things in my life, yeah. Try to walk a mile in my shoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, never meant to hurt you, girl. Never meant to hurt you, no. But I've been going through some pain. Yeah. Yeah.
I never really meant to hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just the